This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today we're talking about what happens when you're not with your normal family members for Christmas and how you can create a wonderful family holiday anyway, because family is a feeling, not just a narrowly defined thing. So I'm sharing two stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, in which our writers learned how to fill their holidays with that family feeling. In our first story, Garrett Bauman explained that his blended family had just moved in mid-December to a little cluster of four houses outside an isolated rural village. The only neighbor they met in those early days was a woman named Mary, who had recently become a single mother to her two children. Her children started playing with Garrett's children right away. Now, Garrett lives in upstate New York, as far north as Buffalo, and it gets cold there. But that year was particularly cold, minus 22 degrees on Christmas Eve. That's minus 22 degrees. And it snowed more than a foot by Christmas morning. Garrett fed the wood stove to supplement the heat from the furnace, and everyone was happy and cozy on Christmas morning as they opened gifts. He and his wife stuffed their 20-pound turkey and popped it in the oven, only to learn that the oven wasn't working, and neither was the stove. The propane tank that fed both of them was half full, but the line to the house had frozen because it was above ground, so they couldn't cook their Christmas dinner. They called their neighbor Mary. Her propane line was buried, so her gas was still working. She invited them to bring over their turkey and cook it in her oven. Garrett made his way through the snow with the turkey, and she offered him some hot chocolate before he went back home. And as he was sitting there, he asked if she would still have enough room in her oven to cook her own Christmas dinner. Well, it turned out that she didn't have a Christmas dinner in the house because they were supposed to have gone to her mother's house. And all that Mary had been assigned to cook was mashed potatoes and vegetables. Now they weren't going to be able to drive to her mother's house, and they didn't have anything planned except mashed potatoes and vegetables. Garrett was saying that she and her kids should come over to his house when all of a sudden the lights went out, and they realized a tree had probably come down on the line somewhere, and it would take hours to restore power to the neighborhood. So now neither of them had heat, but at least Garrett had his wood stove. So he invited Mary and her children to come over to his house, and then Mary mentioned that their elderly neighbor, who was a widower who lived alone, also probably needed a warm place to go, but he wouldn't be able to get through the snow. So she contacted their other neighbors who had a tractor and could pick everyone up. So it was arranged. Everyone from the other three houses in the neighborhood would gather at Garrett's house. When that tractor pulled up to Garrett's house, pulling a wagon loaded with neighbors, Garrett's wife was surprised and happy. Everyone brought whatever food they had been planning to have on Christmas Day. A few hours later, they went and retrieved the turkey, potatoes, and vegetables from Mary's kitchen, and Garrett carved the turkey. They had lots of candles, and it was crowded but warm, and they really enjoyed Christmas dinner with all the neighbors. That Christmas dinner united the neighborhood, and after that, the neighbors got together all the time, starting just a week later when they were all invited to one of the neighbors for New Year's. Phyllis McKinley created a new kind of family herself one Christmas. As December rolled around, she knew it was going to be a tough year. Her brother-in-law had just been told he had cancer, and he and Phyllis's sister had told her not to bother including them in any holiday plans. They were too shaken, and they didn't want to be with other people. Another friend of Phyllis's didn't want to do anything for Christmas either. Her son had recently attempted suicide, and the family didn't want to see anyone. Phyllis kept hearing this from friends and family members. No one wanted to do anything for Christmas, as they were all dealing with something traumatic and tragic. Phyllis saw them all as birds with broken wings. She understood how they felt, too. After her father had died on Christmas Eve a few years before, she hadn't wanted to do anything for Christmas either. It's so hard to put on a happy face and celebrate a holiday when you're freshly grieving. Phyllis decided she would gather all her friends and family members with broken wings and have a casual stop-by kind of Christmas Eve. She told everyone they didn't have to stay long, but they should just come by for at least a few minutes. She also invited people who were not going to be able to go home for some reason, like her daughter's college friends whose families lived too far away. Showing a sense of humor, Phyllis even decorated with a crooked little spruce tree that no one would ordinarily want. That was her, quote, broken wing tree. Everyone laughed on Christmas Eve when they came in the door and saw it. And lo and behold, all those sad, lonely, grieving family members and friends stayed way longer than just a few minutes. They all found themselves having a great time on Christmas Eve, and they stayed for hours. As her guests hugged her and said goodbye, they said it was their best Christmas Eve ever. And Phyllis concluded her story by saying, "Sometimes when we are unable to fly, it helps to just perch together, leaning our broken wings against the warmth of another person." Thanks for joining me today for these two stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. You can scroll back through the episodes of the podcast and listen to other stories from the book. As you're finishing up your shopping, you'll find this bestseller at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and wherever else you like to get your books. All of us at Chicken Soup for the Soul wish you a very happy Hanukkah and Christmas, and a happy New Year as well. We've chosen some of our favorite episodes to rerun over the next 2 weeks with some easy-to-implement, practical ideas for New Year's resolutions that will really work.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.